Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Well, you know, I was thinking, I don't know why it is, but recently I've gotten interested in donuts. And you directed me to Baking in America, that fabulous book of yours. I just adore that book. And I looked at it. It's not just one recipe or anything. There's a whole chapter there. And there are strange facts that suddenly are presented to me, such as that donuts came to us from the Dutch.
They did. Hundreds of years ago. And they were nuts in the sense that...
Yeah, I was always wondering, where did the nuts come from?
Well, the dough was shaped into little balls. And so those balls were called nuts. And there were nuts, actual nuts, in those balls of dough, along with dried fruit and sometimes fresh fruit.
Those are like donut holes.
Kind of, except that's all you made.
You just made the hole.
You just made those
made
big...
the donut hole.
Yeah, you made those big holes, which you then fried in lard. And...
They
were
they
absolutely delicious. And you flavor them with spices, you know, flavor the dough with spices. And that's how they came about.
That's a world to donuts I had no idea existed. But there's a huge variety.
There's a huge variety. And it's the whole thing is interesting. You know, why did they come around with, you know, what we know as a donut?
Yeah.
You know, with a hole? Well, I think... probably recipes just got developed where the fruit and the nuts were eliminated. And then if you just had a disc of dough, maybe it didn't cook properly in the middle. So then they would cut. It was around 1870 or so that the hole had been created. And there were special cutters that would do that.
Well, in your book, there's something like that. The invention of the cutter.
Of the cutter.
Was crucial.
It was crucial.
Probably
for that.
About 1870 or so.
Yeah, it was around there, but then the different formulas, you know, for donuts. There were yeast donuts.
Well, now the yeast donut. Now you were making some the other day.
I did, and what I was making or what I had made, John, and I think you
those
did
were
taste
fabulous.
They were fabulous, and that was a recipe that was entrusted to me by a donut maker in Las Vegas who was going to be opening a donut shop. And he wanted me to test this recipe out to see what I thought. And so I made these donuts, and he likes big donuts.
Yeah.
He likes, you know, 3.5-inch diameter cutters, and he likes to roll the dough like 3/4 inch high. And of course, it's a yeast dough, so it's going to rise to double.
Yeah.
Double that. Well, these were just huge.
Yeah, they were pretty large.
The texture was so amazing.
They were fabulous.
So amazing and so light.
Well, you said it's proprietary, so you can't...
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me what was in it.
I can't tell you what was in it.
They were really good, though.
But I glazed them.
Yeah, you put this heavy glaze on there.
It was a white chocolate glaze.
Yeah, white chocolate.
Yeah, and it went so perfectly with those donuts. And it's a nice thick glaze, so when you dip the cool donut into the glaze, which is in a saucepan, and then you pick it out and tip it upside down, and then the glaze gives a lovely coating to this
donut. I didn't have any of those. That looked like too much sugar.
Too much sugar for you. But you tasted the pure.
I tasted the pure one, and I thought, man, oh, man. They say that man cannot live by donuts alone, but I say, why not?
But the thing is, why I love yeast donuts is because the texture is so light. It's very light.
Oh, yes. You know? That was the thing. It's very light. Now, you were cooking them in coconut oil.
Yes, refined coconut oil.
Yeah.
That's important because refined coconut oil you can heat up to a frying temperature of around 365 degrees.
Yeah, and you had them in just an electric pan.
Yeah, and I had, John, I found this electric skillet, I guess you would call it.
I guess you would call it,
It's a square one.
Has like 4-inch sides or something
like
that.
Yeah, it was about
two-inch
deep sides.
It is?
And I hadn't used it in so long that I couldn't even get the dial to work.
Yeah.
I had to, you know, convince it to turn, and I thought, oh, my God, is this going to really work? But it did heat up, and I always test with a thermometer, and the thermometer, you know, registered exactly what I needed for a frying temperature, which is around 365. And the key when you're frying anything. But donuts is you can't fry too many at one time because you don't want the temperature to fall. Because once, if the temperature goes below, say, 350, what will happen is that the donuts will start to absorb the oil, and you don't want that to absorb.
No, you just want
it to, the oil to stay on the outside and to cook the surface. So, so refined coconut oil, not just virgin coconut oil, but refined. It has a higher cook point than the other coconut oil. And then also, there's cake donuts as well, which are kind of like, it's kind of like a biscuit dough batter, which can be flavored with anything. It can be flavored with pumpkin puree. It can be flavored with chocolate. It's leavened with baking powder and or baking soda.
Can you put apples in there?
An apple sauce would be
good.
Apple sauce in a donut is absolutely delicious. But you would cook it the same way.
Uh-huh.
And donuts cook in about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, both sides.
Uh-huh.
Even the big ones.
You mean each side gets two and a half minutes?
No, each side gets 1.25 minutes.
Oh, I see.
So it's 2.5 minutes total. And then you drain them, and then once they're cool, you can eat them plain, or you can glaze them, or just sprinkle, or roll them in cinnamon sugar, and you're in heaven.
Don't get carried away, folks, but it's awfully good. And come back next week for
The Food Guys.